You know, it is for us, for cotton, for everything, because our farmers grow peanuts and cotton and corn and everything else. So already in July, we knew that we were in a really pretty severe drought situation if something didn't change. And nothing ever changed. So we had a drought the magnitude of basically about 1990, which was a really bad year. Then we had Hermann come through, and it kind of skirted through part of the peanut belt and didn't do a lot of damage to peanuts, but gnarled up a lot of the cotton where they couldn't use ground rigs to spray and tend their crop. And then right after that, Matthew comes in, and Matthew dumps a lot of water right at the time when we need to be digging peanuts in the coastal area. And sadly, it gave no rainfall inland where farmers needed just a little bit to make it where they could dig the peanuts.
And Kaler said growers are getting close to the end of peanut harvest.
The thing that we have left is the peanuts folks don't know what to do. Do they leave them in the ground for a little bit more, try and make a few more, hope that they get rain? Do they go ahead and get them out? I think most farmers right now are at the point they think about the bird in the hand, and they're going to go ahead as quick as they get the ground conditions where they can get in, they're going to get those peanuts out.
Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.